the state of Pharaoh, who hearkened to Haman, and the state of a Nimrod, who hearkened to Satan.
Okay, the Satan, you will discover later in that story, Satan is the closest friend of these Nazis, of course, and they came together. But in the story of Pharaoh, you know who the Haman is. Haman is a vazir, the grand vazir of Pharaoh, and you will hear the story later. It's a very beautiful one. At the moment that Pharaoh actually is inspired by the talk of the Moses, because Moses will bribe him, give him something. He say, okay, I'll give you a gift for one action. You stop thinking as if you're a bomb. I'm going to give you four gifts. That four gift covers whatever you can think of. Covers the long life, state of health, doing in power, and what else? All of that. Anyhow, by starting that, Pharaoh will go and will talk with the wife. The wife will say, are you sure what? They're giving you a fantastic thing like this for a peanut. You should flip back and forth with this. Pharaoh doesn't like that. So we go to Haman. Haman will tell him, oh, please kill me first. Me, looking at you, the greatest of the greatest, to bow to something like that? Oh my God! Just exactly the same. You just hear it, you repeat it, that's the Haman, and Pharaoh likes that. You would as well, if somebody would tell you, oh, your highness, you great, great master of mysticism, do not lower yourself to this and that. Anyhow, that's it.
Albeit the enemy speak to thee in friendly wise, know the snare, though he speak to thee of the grain. If he give thee some candy, regard it as poison. If he do a kindness to thy body, regard it as cruelty. When the destiny comes to pass, you see naught but the skin. You do not distinguish enemies from friends. Since the case is thus, begin humble supplication. Set about lamenting and glorifying and fasting.
I hope you too, you are puzzled as well. I blame my poor English for this. I don't know what you do. What was this talking about? Because the word faith, whether or destiny, will not do. Look at it. It will be this way, that. First of all, when somebody will give you something that looks nice, don't be superficial. It could be poison on the meat. When your enemy gives you a present, you should know it's poison. Look deeper. Right? Because if not, what will happen? If not, the consequence is you look superficial, but you receive the poisons. Then the case is lost. You can only pray to the God to turn the poison to something good. You see how the word consequence I used instead of that destiny? Because this is one of the most famous, one of the really most famous mistake in interpretation. They say qaza and qadar as if there is some supernatural power which will put us down, something like that. But qaza is something that Rumi insists upon explaining it. Somewhere he will say there is a qaza and muqsi and muqtazi. When you say something muqtazi, means the situation is ready for that. the situation is so that that should happen. That is the natural consequence of this. That doesn't mean a supernatural power is involved here. But normally it's interpreted like that. When you say it was the destiny, means I had nothing to do with it. It just happened. There is no such a thing in the mind of Rumi. I'm sure of that, because he will play with the word in different style, and he will say, someone will say, you have to differentiate between Muqzi and Qasa. You have to differentiate between Muqzi and Muqtazi and Muqtaza. Because this is a very complicated stuff. The best way to interpret it is to start with the word consequence. Because consequence logically will give you the right hint to understand this complicated stuff. This is it. You have the choice at the beginning. If you didn't do that, then it happens that you are in a helpless situation. So next step will be to pray and to start to cry. Because if it is the destiny, why should you cry? You should accept it. Then cry to what? Yes?
Lament continually, crying, O thou who well knowest the hidden things, do not crush us beneath the stone of evil contrivance. O creator of the lion, if we have wrought currishness, do not set the lion on us from this covert. Do not give to sweet water the form of fire. Do not put upon fire the form of water.
You remember the famous prayer of Muhammad was, O God, please let me see the things as they are. Because normally we see the things as we wish, or we guess, or we expect, or we want to include ourselves. You know that. They show the pictures, and there are things in that that you never look at. You don't see because of your expectation. Here, he will bring it to the proportion, really. He will say, O God, I know there are two kinds of match, good and bad. Don't punish me with the bad one. He doesn't go that, do not play that game with me, because wallahu khaybul maqreen is the good player, and he has the good and bad stuff in that. So we say, please, I know we did wrong. We acted like a dog. How do you act like a dog? You defend your own house. I mean, having the being very territorial and very aggressive to the foreigners. If we did that, please do not make us suffer by the hand of the wire. Means, if I defended my territory, my castle, please do not let me sleep further to believe that this, I am powerful and count by my own power. If I bark to someone and someone flee, I can start to inflate my ego. That's it. You have to face them like that. That's the consequence of this. So, when it happened that you did the first mistake, pray not for the second one to happen. To believe in the power and powerlessness. To acclimate his wife. Yes?
When thou makest drunken with the wine of thy wrath, thou givest to things non-existent the form of existence. What is drunkenness? That which binds the eye from eyesight, so that a stone appears a jewel and wall a jasper.
That wall and jasper is something that you will remember, inshallah, at the beginning of book 2. Because he will close the first paragraph of book 2 with this. And each time, first of all, this is some playing with the word in Persian language. One is yashma, the other one is passion. So he's rhyming these two. There is something else. Yashma is the jewel stone, is a worthy one. Passion passion is the one that you get rid of normally. That's the excessive hair is normally. And whatever is excessive, they call it passion.